The Alaska Railroad is celebrating its 100th birthday. Anchorage historian and author Charles Woolforth is writing the history of why and how the federal government got into the railroad business in Alaska. The idea was to wrestle control of resources away from the Alaska Syndicate, a private railroad and coal monopoly run by the wealthy Guggenheim and Morgan families. Woolforth told APRN's Lori Townsend it was a political dust-up that started in the Theodore Roosevelt administration and continued on through Taft and Woodrow Wilson.
One of the first things Wilson did was say, you know, Taft had also said it, but he said, we're going to build a railroad in Alaska to break the Alaska Syndicate and the monopoly that the Guggenheims and Morgans have and get resources out. So it's totally a political thing. It's totally getting beyond this huge scandal and showing that you're going to solve the problem. And so the Alaska Railroad Act passed amazingly quickly. You know, by March 12th, 1914, it was signed and appropriated an enormous amount of money and Wilson sent teams up to essentially choose the route.
And how did they decide on the route that they did choose?
Well, that's another interesting part of this political story, because what would have made sense from an economic standpoint, there already was a railroad. It was a Copper River and Northwest Railroad, which ran from Cordova up the Copper River to Chitna and then to Kennecott. You could have built a railroad from Chitna to Fairbanks. It would have saved you a large distance. You already had the hardest part, which was getting over the coastal mountains, and you already had cargo that actually needed to go over that route. Instead, the team that came up to do the surveying spent all of its time looking at a route that went from Seward to Anchorage. Of course, Anchorage didn't exist, and up the Susitna Valley through Broad Pass to Fairbanks, an area where there's nothing, no people there, and there's nowhere near enough cargo in Fairbanks to justify building a railroad. So why did they do that? Well, because Wilson could not go and buy the railroad from the Morgan Guggenheim Alaska Syndicate. That would just be political poison. So he had to go out and build a competing railroad, a different railroad. And there was this fiction that they were choosing among the two routes, but everybody knew that this was going to be the route. And that's really why Anchorage is here, is because of that political calculation. And in the Railroad Act that passed, you know, 100 years ago, it says, there will be a town site withdrawn at Ship Creek, and it'll be 3 miles by 3 miles. And there was a Forest Service guy here, it was in the Chugach National Forest at the time, who went out and staked it. So that was happening right about now, 100 years ago.
How much did it cost? And give us the cost of it sort of in the context of, we're talking about a century ago, 1914. What would that have meant nationally?
Well, one of the things I've found fascinating as I've worked on this project is just what a big deal this was. This was something you could put it, say, akin to the Apollo moon program. The federal budget, when the railroad was approved, was $750 million. The original appropriation for the railroad was $35 million. It grew to $72 million. So almost 10% of the entire federal budget on this one project, completely unprecedented. The government had never gone out and built a railroad before. The fact that President Wilson was conscious and aware of decisions that were happening virtually on a day-to-day basis reflects just what a big deal it was. And when you're down in the National Archives doing research on this, you can find the president's signature all over the place, because all kinds of decisions we would think of as small decisions, he approved. You know, he signed the regulations about how land would be auctioned on the Anchorage town site. He just one thing after another, the president is involved in signing it, or the Secretary of Interior. And so it was a huge national issue. Then, you know, World War I starts, then it starts taking a lot longer to build the railroad and costing a lot more than expected. And then it becomes obvious that actually there's not enough cargo to justify a railroad by a long shot, and there's not going to be. And so it sort of starts to fade out of people's consciousness, and they don't even finish the railroad for 8 years.
Charles Woolforth is an Anchorage-based historian and author working on a book about the history of the building of Alaska's railroad. He's also a contributing host on KSKA.